Simon Shin Zayin, Sif Yud Bey, Yud Gimel Yud Dalet, starting the halachas of what you're allowed to read and what you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, starting at Yetis. Sif Yud Bey talks about somebody who has a list of guests, or you're allowed to read from the list of guests, a menu that has different courses and different amounts that he's giving out. Are you allowed to read that on Shabbos? Halacha is as mechaber. You're not allowed to read on Shabbos. The shash that you might come to be meichik, and so loyfluv. Even if it's in an oifin that it's 10 stories high, written on a wall. Nevertheless, we're chayshish. Unless it's engraved in the wall, we're not chayshish. You're going to chisel it out. It's like it's not even in the gzir b'chlal. However, be'etzem we are chayshish that somebody's going to change something which is written, and therefore it's problematic. Mishnah Berurah brings out a heter that if it's a shamish that's reading it, then maybe it's mutter, certainly the tzarech mitzvah, because then you don't have a chashash he's going to change anything, he's not in charge, and there's no gzera that maybe he's going to come to reach during the yaitis, we allow him to read this, because it's chefzei shemaim, chazal weren't gezer, by someone which is in the gezer chefzei shemaim, someone which is shayach to mitzvah. Which, therefore, when it comes to divrei mitzvah, they're more makel. The shayla is what's included in divrei mitzvah. Are you allowed to read what it says in a parashas? That's the place where he's going to handle. That your kids come home with something from a cheder. Are you allowed to read? Right? I remember a guy who was, Pastor Yigoman wrote a shtickle about whether you can read the Rosh Hashanah card that your kids bring home for you. It's like Yigar Shalim. Are these things, was that considered a mitzvah? Is that a chelik and chinuch? Are you allowed to read these things on? It seems that the Menigo Olam is yes to be makel and to read the things that the kids come home with on Shabbos. It's all considered a chelik of the mitzvah. And kinira, we're not a chesh Hashem yimchik, meza tam shiyah. I guess probably because you can't be waiting. I mean, you could just write and cross it out. But we're not a chesh, you're going to come to be waiting these days. Now, I saw the Shemir Shabbos Kalsa brings down from B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, from a different table recorder, Rabbi Yashiv, who wanted a tayin achirish. That bizmanenu, that people do not prepare exact amounts. They prepare usually a certain amount. They prepare 2 chickens for whoever is coming, 3 chickens, whatever it is. And they're not a specific one piece for Mela. We're not choshish so much that you're not going to have enough pieces and you're going to start crossing it out. And therefore, bizmanenu, we don't have that chash. If it would come to, however, certain places, let's say a hotel, or a hotel's not, I think you saw them at a hospital, different places where they do have different portions for every person that comes, which also the Lechera hospital also has to have more, they never know who's going to be there exactly. Places where you order a kefi portion, then you'd still have that shash. Seems to me a big chiddush, because over here, the gzera of Shtar Yedirus is so chomer, that even though it's only Atu Adarabanan, we're choshish, if you read this, maybe you're going to come through Shtar Yedirus or Pashas, maybe it's Divrei Kabbalah, but it doesn't have a chomer of Adaraisa. And it's even it's a loy plug, even when it's 10 stories high, but it's not Mizmanenu, things maybe are slightly different because people do things differently. To me, it's a little bit of a chiddush, that would be mutter. I saw in the same shtickle, same Ha'ara, in Shmir Shabbos Kalsa, it's all very Kavtes. We all handle the Divrei Kabbalah. He brings down from Shlomo Zalman that to peek, that's it. To peek at the menu, just that you should know which order you're supposed to bring out the courses, when you're supposed to bring out what, that's fine also. You're not be'etzem trying to decide what to do. It's just a reminder. That wouldn't be a problem. L'chura, I'll be that also. If you just want to remember who you're supposed to invite, also, maybe you could say that as the same gather. That, what's that? You can't scan with your eyes. No, these things you won't even scan. You lying membley kriya levad. That's to be mine. If you're being mine, that would be a problem. But just to peek, just for a second, to remind yourself, then it wouldn't be a problem. So that's maybe it's bar mitzvah. And then for the tzarech mitzvah, they allowed you to be mine. That's where it comes up in this sif specifically. Really, it's more to get the next sif. Sif Yud Gimel talks about shtari yaitis. Tanu shtari choyvois cheshbonis igrish al sheil sholim. Also the kreis nafil la'aymem v'loy kriya aser. It's not, certainly bills and these types of things, one is not supposed to, possibly, very possibly, it can be mukta if it's everything that you're very makbar on. However, even if it's not mukta, some do mind these things, it's automatically going to cause the person to be thinking about his be noise of innocent, thinking really is not a problem. He's going to be noise of innocent and start discussing his business dealings, and therefore Chazal answer all of these types of letters. So what's included in Shela Sholim? Igrei Shel Shela Sholim sounds like the standard letter. That means in Sif Yudalid, it talks about that the person gets a letter on Shabbos, he's a letter reader, because he doesn't know what it says inside. So these have to be letters that you already read. Letters that you already read, things that are not Batsim. This is Batsim, not Shtar Hedyotis in and of itself, the letter. It's Otu Shtar Hedyotis as Mishnah Berurah. And nevertheless, that's going to be Otu. The Sif Yudal talks about when you get a letter in the mail, then you're allowed to read it on Shabbos because maybe it's going to have something, you know what it says inside. And therefore, it could be that it has important information that you should know for today, and therefore you're allowed to read it. How are you allowed to open it? You're supposed to be Meramis to the guy. Shvus to Shvus. Machum Atzerich. You'd be allowed to open it. Now, the question comes, Bismani, we grew up, what? That's Shvus to Shvus. No, it could be that it's Adaraisa. That's the mission for us. That's what we had in Zimichin Mammon over here. The Shalas, to ask him straight out to open it, it could be the Shalas of Adaraisa. Therefore, he says it's better to be Meramis than not to. But if he doesn't have the hint, then you let him tell him straight out. You let him be same upon the Mikilah. Now, Vizmanin, we grew up, at least I grew up, and I know other people that are like this also, actually, that mail is mukta. Maybe the newspaper you could read, but mail, for all intents and purposes, is mukta. The Shalom is wise. Mishabur says, Lahedi over here, even though the Mechaber says, Tivli Zorish Layigaba, when you get mail. However, all the Achranim say that it's not a problem with mukta, because it was not something that was detached. The halacha is, when something is brought from outside of the tchum, so if it was caught today, like a fish, there was a ma'isa malacha done, or it was detached from the tree, then an issa was done, and it's going to be mukta. However, if there's no issa that was done, it was just something that's brought from outside of the tchum, then be'etzim it's not a davar which is asr, for half a klai yisrael is mutter, because whoever's nimtza in that tchum. Therefore, it's not be'etzim mukta. And therefore, be'etzim it's mutter to read it. The question is, so why do we say that mail is mukta? So Ramesha holds that standard letter you're not allowed to read bismaneinu, because any important information they would call you on the telephone and tell you. It's obviously not too dachuf. They're sending you. By the way, you should know that we called Mada because the guy, like, hello, 3 days later, especially nowadays, you get a letter 2 weeks after it was sent, even if it was sent through Shalayan to Beitar, it comes a week and a half later. Like, they're not sending, you're not relying on this for any important information. So either it was an email, or it was a cell, or it was a text, or something. They're not relying. Hamela, you're not, you can't presume that anything there is really important, certainly not for today, and therefore it's us. Mishom Zalman, Mishom Zalman brings up Mishom Zalman, Mishom Zalman was mixed. Shalom says, even though the telephone is nowadays, nevertheless, maybe it has information which is interesting for Shabbos, and therefore. Oh, this is talking about Nechutzlar. It's talking about Nechutzlar. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a bigger problem, because if, besides the fact that they don't give you the mail here in your Shalom Shabbos, but it could be that in other places they do in the country. However, the it's a Yid that brought it. So that was the Malacha, what was done. You brought it from outside the school. What? Is it borrow that it's a Yid? Is it bar that it's a Yid? Why can't you say that you go Azina Masa Rav and Rav them? I don't know what the Rav is. What? The Russian talks about America, he says it's turned to be Machmer, but that's in America.
No, it's
what? Yeah, but we didn't start on this different. It's not Maker at the end.
I don't think they drive here. They walk
and
they're all like
New York, New York.
New York.
They don't have to drive.
Yeah. So do you have to be Chayshish? It's certainly a Mira Masri, that's for sure. Here. It could be that, like, certain things they don't let goyim do here. Supposedly, what? If not a rife. For sure, rife. For sure, rife. All the ones that you see around are Jewish. The ones that you see around generally, the ones that I see are Jewish. They're certainly where I live, they are, and for sure. I don't recall certain things like the chashmal. That's one of the things where Moshe's tshuva about why you're allowed to use chashmal on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. One of the svaras that he says is because it could be that it's a good that's going to switch it off. It's going to work. Supposedly in the chevras chashmal they don't allow guys to work. Maybe things changed. They don't allow because they're scared of sabotage. So you have to know always the mitzvah. It could be that it was different back then also. But therefore the ma'isa. the minig is not to be, or Rav Shlomo Zalman says you could read letters even nowadays. B'chol they bring down a svara, some people use letters as bookmarks. Most people don't use letters as bookmarks, especially before it's opened. And you're not opening it on Shabbos, it has no tehillah, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, it's muktzah. They bring down from Shem Rabbi Yashvah, so the standard mail is muktzah. Mamele wouldn't be allowed to open it on Shabbos. Open it or read it. Even Mishavur, the Be'alach, is muktzah that one should be. Hayyot me the reino dalanegia in lachmer, klala vakriya vayir nochmoy lachmer. Mishu v'bishvila in lezer godol, does ish lismecha mekir. So it's not so much to be reading mail on Shabbos. And when it comes to newspapers and other things, exactly what yes you are allowed to read and what not you're allowed to read, hopefully we will discuss that tomorrow, because it's really, Mishabura talks about newspapers and Sifta Zayin, Kiyodua, what you're less allowed to read, what you're not allowed to read, and people's names and street signs and things like that. Exactly what? It's not exactly clear. Read the Mishpacha now, just before tomorrow, just in case. And hopefully we'll be able to. Certainly business to read the Wall Street Journal for business purposes, ukedemit. That's for sure, asa, that's nichol and shtar yedit. If you don't do it for business purposes, if you're only doing it because you like to see what it says, like you want to read a magazine that has, you're not interested in buying anything that they have there. It's they're selling different types of planes, and you're just not buying a plane, but you're curious to see what types of planes, what type of Cessna, how much does it cost, how many seats, how fast does it go, but you have no plan whatsoever, then Shemazam brings Ashmir Shabbos Chasa, that lachar would be mutter. That's considered oinig. That's not to look at the pictures and the things like that. To read the story jaitis and things that you're going to buy, that's not considered buying. That's like reading a newspaper, the news of the newspaper. Because you're not interested b'etzim in buying. That's not story. Something that you might be interested in buying, then that's certainly, even if right now you don't have the achirlis, but it's good to know how much a Cessna costs. That way, as they say, the difference between men and boys is the price of the toys.